From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Syrian government has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire surrounding the contested northern city Aleppo, where violence has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. It will extend through Wednesday. Monday saw continued fighting between government forces and their allies against rebels near Aleppo, a strategic prize for both sides in the five-year conflict. In Paris Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia are trying to salvage that nationwide cessation of hostilities.
Today, the Russian Federation and the United States released, as co-chairs of the International Syria Support Group, and shared with all of our colleagues, a document that will reinstate a nationwide cessation of hostilities, as well as calls on the full delivery of humanitarian assistance according to the UN Security Council Resolution 2254.
The current ceasefires and cessation of hostilities do not cover militant groups such as Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, or Islamic State. Ivory Coast's former First Lady, Simone Gbagbo, went on trial Monday in Abidjan, charged with crimes against humanity in the wake of post-election violence. Following 2010's contested election, her husband, Laurent Gbagbo, lost to incumbent Alassane Ouattara. Her lawyer, Rodrigue Dagé, said his client prefers to be tried before an Ivorian court, even though she's convinced she'll be condemned by a court not independent. Ivorian authorities have refused to extradite her to The Hague to face the International Criminal Court, where her husband's trial resumed Monday. More than 3,000 died as a result of post-election violence. This is VOA News.